sense to me, at least. So where do you find sand? Sand of the seashore, you find on the seashore. Where do you find sand? In the bottom of a wadi. Now listen to the rabbi. What's the desert lesson? There was a nudnik. I'm sure he said that. There was a nudnik who built his house on... Where's the sand? See, it isn't the sand that's a problem. Ask a builder. You'd much rather build in the sand, wouldn't you? It drains, it compacts, it's easy to work with. What's the problem of the sand? Where it is. And it strikes me, often I find, as wonderful as our music is, it's written by people who haven't lived in the culture, so it isn't always so culturally accurate. That little song you sang in Sunday school maybe 20, 30, 40 years ago, if that's how long ago it was for you, he built his house on the sand, and the, where did the floods come from? It's the wadi. Okay, let's leave that and look. This is going to drive me out. I have a watch at home. It's 3 hours slow, so we're thinking of moving to California. The Bible is full of plant metaphors, and a lot of those are desert plants. Now imagine you've been walking for 2 days across the desert. The only living things you see you have to avoid because they're things like snakes and scorpions. Maybe you've seen a broom tree or an acacia tree in the distance in the bottom of a wadi. I'll show you that in a minute. You haven't seen anything that remotely resembles a growing plant. And then in the distance, you see this tree. Now, they tend to grow along the bottom of the Rift Valley primarily, although that's not the only place they grow, but they're in areas below sea level. I'm not sure why that is, but it seems to be the case. But look at it. It's a tree that in Hebrew is called arar. Say arar. It actually isn't. I can't say it. You know how some people can't roll their R's if they learn to speak German or Dutch? There's a letter in Hebrew, it's a guttural letter called an ayin, and you have to say it way down deep in your throat. It's ein resh, ein resh. It's, when you hear an Arab say, it's like they have to, never mind, after. Arar, arar, that's the tree called arar. Now let me show you that tree. They claim that the roots of that tree go down as much as 200 to 300 feet. I'm not a botanical expert, but I've been told that. So it can grow where there are deep, deep deposits of subterranean water that are not accessible to anybody on the surface, even in a well or a hole, a cistern that's dug. And so as a result, out in the middle of nowhere, these trees grow and they produce fruit that you can't imagine. You see them at a distance, half a mile away already you see the thing, and you get closer, it's like, I don't believe this. Right in the middle of this desert is something growing that is, it looks like, I don't know what, it looks like it ought to be in Hawaii. And you see that fruit. I love to have students. There's one place I love to go because there's a couple of them there. And the students see it in a distance, and they've been out there. Their water's 110 degrees in their pack. And they're totally overheated. You see that in a distance, and you come running up, and it's like, can we eat that? Can we have some? Now, if you pick one, they're about the size of a small grapefruit, a large orange. And when you squeeze it, it feels like it's full of juice. So the answer is, well, get one, pick one. So they pick one, open it. When you open it, it's empty. All that's inside are these little stringy things. When it's ripe, they get dry, and those little stringy things form little floaters so the wind can blow the seeds to plant them somewhere else. In the center is like a hard core about the size of your thumb, and coming out of the skin is a white juice that's highly poisonous if it's ingested. There's nothing there. It looks so good. And so fertile, and so rich. And when you get there, there's absolutely nothing in it. And what is in it is very poisonous. Now, the Jews call it Tapuach Tzedom, which means the apple of Sodom. Because they say, that's what Sodom and Gomorrah looked like to Lot.